When Pixar Studios, creators of computer animated films including Finding Nemo and The Incredibles, made Cars, it was a bad sign. That film was supposedly about the value of old things, especially mourning the death of Route 66. But it was really about the director's, John Lasseter, Pixar's CEO, love of toys. John Lasseter seems to be about one-third suit and one-third geek. It's too easy to say that the final third of him is artist. But with only Toy Story coming from deep down within him, that's not quite right. The final third is impresario. Lasseter's genius is to nurture and develop a stable of artists who can delight an audience. And Up is nothing if not a garden of delights. This is the kind of movie that Hollywood used to do so well, an unabashedly broad, story-driven, fantasy-fueled adventure that changes the very connotation of factory-made. The story involves a crotchety old man, Carl, voiced by Ed Asner, who gets fed up, attaches a billion balloons to his house, and floats away to South America. Like Cars, that idea implies an interest in old things, but this time a much deeper one. Old folks are invisible in our youth-obsessed culture. When they aren't productive workers anymore, they're tucked away, their wisdom lost to us. To make Carl really visible, writers show us his whole life. That's how Up starts, with a montage of Carl's life from childhood, meeting, loving, and eventually giving up to death his love and bride, Ellie. This montage could stand alone as a short film. But so much more is remarkable about Up.